You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by The Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Inspired by true events, The Bike Riders follows Benny, played by Austin Butler, the newest member of Midwestern motorcycle club The Vandals, led by the enigmatic Johnny, played by Tom Hardy. Critics are calling it electrifying, stunning, exhilarating, powerful, and the godfather of biker movies. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer. Now playing only in theaters. Visit BikeRidersMovie.com to get tickets now.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
Yeah, it's the Cooligans, and we have a special guest. This man, his voice appeared on our show probably in the first five episodes.
Right.
And now finally, here in person, we had to fly him into New York, okay?
Well, wait, hold on. What is it? We got a budget for that one?
Yeah, we got to talk about expenses real quick.
News to me.
The man flies first class only, by the way. And his name looks like Alexis Guerreros. And the flight, for some reason, is from New York to Fiji. But don't worry about that. No, this is absolutely the homie. I mean, you've seen him on the sneaker show whose name now I can't remember.
Sneak This.
Sneak This. What should we call it? What else?
Airbuds.
Airbuds. Also, Cooligans. You remember from the early days of Cooligans. Ladies and gentlemen, Jamel Johnson, everybody!
Jamel!
What's going on?
Let's go.
Official blank goal.
I always knew this day would come.
Jamel, if people are not aware, is a hilarious comic based out of Los Angeles, but from the DMV area.
Yeah.
Are you from proper DC?
No. I'm from Virginia, but I tell people I'm from DC to
Nova?
Time. Yeah.
From the Nova area.
Which is like Virginia light. It's not really Virginia. My man from DC, he was telling me, I gotta say I'm from DC. I can't even say I'm from Virginia. Cause he's like, you're not really from Virginia.
You ain't from like Virginia.
Yeah, you ain't from where Chris Brown's from.
No. You ain't from Newport News.
Yeah, but then when I go to DC, I can't act like I'm from Southeast now.
Right. This is the conundrum I'm in, because I am from New Jersey. I'm not from New York, but I'm from Newark. So it's like, I'm not from Branch Brook.
You're from the train station.
Yeah.
You're from the suburb.
Right? I'm from where they thought it was a little too dangerous to do the wire from. Did you know that? Dead ass.
David Simon was like, yo, we got to rewrite this.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put myself in danger.
We don't need the hole punch, bro. They do it with bullets in Newark. They said it was too dangerous and too close to New York, so they redid it and made it Baltimore. A nice, safer neighborhood.
Exactly. Good call.
It ended up being great.
But Jamel, we're happy to have you here. Obviously, there's a lot of soccer news to discuss. We'll obviously get to know more about you and introduce you to our audience. We got to give you the platform from time to time.
Hey, listen, I'm down whatever y'all need, man.
Okay, so you're going to be our on-desk correspondent whenever we need you.
Pull up on FC Charlotte. I'm down there. I'll go to Charlotte right now.
I'm excited about today's show. Thank you for joining us, everybody.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
As always, a reminder, make sure you hit the subscribe button if you're watching here on YouTube. And if you're watching here on YouTube and from time to time you want to listen to the podcast on whatever app you use, whatever podcatcher, search the Cooligans podcast, leave a review, do your homework.
You know what? Search the Cooligans and hit the first five links and just hit whatever little red button there is. It's a subscribe, a follow.
Okay. You got to stop, just blindly start clicking stuff.
Yo,
that's what we need.
Yo, we need you to just support without really asking a lot of questions.
Okay. What are you, a cop?
Yeah.
Just hit the subscribe button.
You wearing a wire, my G?
Damn, dog.
Hit the subscribe button, bro.
Go back and listen to that episode where I called in from my iPod touch.
He really did.
That was like 2015, 2016, maybe.
There's just some man in LA watching someone yell into an iPod Nano.
I think somebody did scream at me at a bus station. What are you doing?
All right, the news right now that we got to get to, Bob Bradley, my man, they took my mans. They took him out.
I mean, he, this is a little bit of foreshadowing. He basically asked to leave in an elongated way.
Bob Bradley fired, sacked, removed. What do they say in Canada when somebody loses their job? I don't know. Maybe something.
Sacked, eh?
Out. Yeah.
He's out.
He's out.
He's out.
So Bob Bradley is done, especially after, I mean, look, Toronto has been pretty awful the last, you know, obviously since the beginning of the year. Right. But the, and they are, you know, they have one of the teams, one of the highest payrolls in the league. We know
they spent buckets on Insigne, Bernardeschi,
yep,
Sean Johnson. That did not work out.
and they brought in Bob Bradley last year after what Greg Vanney left.
Mm-hmm.
And you think
they just do a swap.
He was the LAFC coach, and he had
a decent run.
He had a decent run,
4 years.
But you know, as soon as the new coach comes in, wins an MLS Cup, and does, you know, but he won a Supporters Shield. He did all right.
Yeah, but you're wondering now, like, damn, could we have done better? If you're LAFC,
meaning when you with the first coach that they hired?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean,
Bob Bradley hold this team back?
He instilled a culture that I think was a good foundation. But you're an LAFC fan, Jamel. As far as, do you feel any, I don't know if it's necessarily sadness, but with
Bob
Bradley.
Boy?
Me and Bob did get a lot of money together. I ain't gonna lie. Me and Bob.
I know y'all got a history. I know.
Yeah, we did our thing, you know.
But the fact that, you know, I thought he got like hard done in LA because I thought it was too soon to let him go. It worked out in hindsight. Yeah. But at the time, I was like, bro, what else can he really do outside of just simply winning MLS Cup?
Well, remember, the fans did not want Cherundolo. They were very upset when he got hired. And that worked out.
Yeah, that worked out very well. Yeah. But what are your thoughts as far as like seeing him get fired again just in 2 years' time?
I mean, he just seems like a guy who's like, he's always going to be first in line for a job. But you're like, how is he still getting these jobs?
Yeah.
Just off the name recognition, I don't feel that bad for him leaving LA. I mean, they brought in some better players. Like, I can't even tell the difference. Because they added to the squad.
We always talk about it. Bob Bradley is like the drill sergeant type coach, serious about everything, drills and doing everything. And then Cherundolo is like, that old teacher, I don't know, what was he on about?
We're watching The Matrix today. When I think of Bob Bradley, I do think of just somebody who's extra American.
Yes, and he really is. Even though he's like wild Jersey, he's like
extra American, bro.
Even though he's from Jersey, he's like kind of like an army dad.
Yeah,
right?
Telling people to pull themselves up by their bootstraps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't
be that American in Canada.
We don't got straps on our boots.
But I feel bad mainly because we interviewed Bob Bradley. I'm looking for this now, but we interviewed Bob Bradley a couple years ago, maybe like 2-3 years ago, and we were like making him laugh. A little throwback Thursday.
Look at you with a man bun and a mask.
This was when I was braiding my hair.
In real life.
So I've heard Ted Lasso is an amazing show.
It's incredible. It makes you feel good at the end of every episode.
And Jason
Sudeikis.
Fan of our show.
I've heard he's incredible.
Yes.
Yes. Right?
So at some point I'm going to do it. But I got to tell you, given the way I got treated as an American coach at Swansea for 3 months.
Right.
I have not jumped into Ted Lasso in the same way that everybody.
So that was great.
Well, buddy, and now you got time.
You have time to watch Ted Lasso, buddy. So look, I guess, there's nothing he could have. I mean, I don't know exactly what he could have done. The last couple of weeks, there was a report in The Athletic. Was like, you know, kind of a piece on Toronto, and they were just talking about how Bernardeschi, he benched Bernardeschi because he was smoking or something.
No, he was vaping.
He was vaping.
The Juul.
My man was vaping.
What's the one that all the Elf Bar? Yeah. He was Elf Bar.
So you think he was mad about the flavor?
Yeah, yeah.
Mint lemonade. Get out of here.
He's like, bro, Fruity Pebbles, bro. What year is it, Bernardeschi?
You could do better.
Yeah, done.
So there.
You better roll up with a black and mild next week.
Oh, he wants real
coaching. Yeah, everybody's got to have that. Good tip. Blacks.
So the
first training, you're all getting the cancer stick out.
The Italians on the team, who are very well paid and clearly have a lot of influence, were not happy with Bob Bradley's coaching style. Insigne, I think, made that pretty clear.
Unplug the espresso machine. Yeah. Bad, man. Come on, dog.
No, you can't do it.
The job that I feel he got done dirty on was Team USA.
Okay.
I thought he should have stayed. He should have been the coach. When they brought in Klinsmann, I'm like, I guess this is cool, but we not European like that either, dog. Okay, it's not.
The funniest thing is he was too American for the USA team.
It's crazy.
What you said is what kind of like the big rub was against him, that he was like not, didn't have like a worldly enough view. But and dog, I think that changed a little bit when he went to
roster.
Yeah, like, not dog, at that.
Let's
at
be
least.
Real. Like people really thought because Klinsmann came, we was going to win something. Like dog, we like 50 years away from.
Well,
winning
you see,
a chip for real.
Klinsmann is now the head coach for South Korea. Ooh. And he's taking mad L's, bro. He is losing like crazy. They're already thinking like that they're going to get rid of him. I think they've lost something like 7 or 8 in a row. I could be wrong about the number, but he's playing Youngmin Son as an 8.
Oh, no.
Playing him as an 8. He's like essentially like a box-to-box defensive kind of guy. I was like, yo, Son belongs on the wing.
Yeah.
Humiliating fullbacks. I don't understand what
they
he's doing.
They haven't won a game since the World Cup, the last game I'm seeing.
So was,
yeah, that is not a good look.
Not at all. Not at all. Yeah, so Bob Bradley, look, I think he'll be fine. Like he's going to get another job because he has the resume. It's just the situation that he got put in Toronto were already like on a downslope, and they just, I mean, it's like it doesn't make any sense when you have these unbelievable players and you still can't get anything done. At that point, you just have to blame the coach.
Is this kid still on the team?
His kid, yeah, Michael Bradley is still on the team.
Michael Bradley did not get asked to leave.
And that's the thing. I think in the report, that was something that Insigne was like, not, I'm sort of speculating, but like he just wasn't happy that like guy's damn son is here or whatever. I think they took it as like a little bit of.
Because Bernadeschi's never heard of Michael Bradley. He doesn't know he was captain of. Was he captain of the U.S. team? He was captain of the U.S. team.
He played in Italy too for a great
Yeah,
for
Chievo. And Chievo, Roma, right?
They didn't play Roma. Yeah. Roma, I don't think he played.
Okay.
Well, he was on the team at Roma.
I seen him. He took his warm-ups off. Yeah. He took the warm-ups off.
He got a paycheck.
He was great at Chievo, Verona. I mean, not that that's a good team. Yeah. I have one of their kits. There's like a little dude on a little medieval times guy.
Okay.
On the kit.
That's adorable.
It's a beautiful. It's just over on the corner, the bottom corner, but like big.
Like a little super ghouls and ghosts guy, like that type of guy.
Let's see.
But like it's a significant size.
What's it called?
Chievo Verona.
And what year?
Dude. Ooh, hey. Yeah, no. Watch your mouth, Christian. Look at it.
Okay.
They all have it.
Yeah.
That's pretty tough.
Look at this. That's on the back. I got mine is on the front.
D'Angelo played for them. Is that where he been?
Yeah, the singer.
The R&B singer, yeah. D'Angelo? Oh, different one.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's
that's the one I have. It's not that kit, but it has that. It's like the image is a little bit sort of like negative space inside. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's fun.
It looks like it should be a cheese, like a packaging of a cheese.
Yeah. I will tell you this much.
Cheese bring out for the friends and family.
It's got the shell you open up. Yeah. It's a dippable cheese.
Yeah, I'm with it.
We need more bigger dudes on this show. Finally, a conversation about cheese that I don't have to start. You can't wear this though because it just like the belly eats half of this. You just see it just looks like a guy asking for help.
You're like, no.
It looks like a guy being like, no, I'm in the folds. You know,
you know, you got half a horse popping.
Yeah. You just got little toes, and a head, bro. It's not a good look.
All right. So look, all right. We're pouring out for Bob Bradley. He will be fine. The man has an unbelievable resume. I'm sure he'll get another job very, very soon. All right.
Do you think it's going to be an MLS though, or do you think he's?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. He's done. Sure. You just heard the Swansea clip. Yeah.
They had him coach Swansea.
My man has too much trauma to leave these borders.
Bro, if he hears Robbie Earl or Rebecca Lowe, he gets PTSD. He ain't going back. I can see him, although he did really good at Le Havre in France.
Okay.
Which is where Riyad Mahrez, he was Riyad Mahrez's manager there before he went to Leicester. And then he coached. He also had a really good time, although he didn't qualify for the World Cup at Egypt.
Right.
So I could see him getting.
I was going to say, I feel like international, like a smaller international team would be.
I could see him getting a job internationally, but it doesn't, not necessarily Premier League.
Luxembourg. Yeah, Adam Luxembourg. Yeah. My man's free. Y'all need
San
that.
San Marino calling Bob Bradley.
Bro. Imagine he gets San Marino's their first victory or whatever. They haven't won, right?
I think they did win once in like 1948. Okay. When like everyone else got like, you know.
Oh, whenever it was at war.
Yeah. Couple of lawyers showed up. Just out here bodying. Bunker ball, bro. Literally in a bunker, dog.
Goal by the blacksmith. Wow.
Dude had soot on his face. He was the first black player, but they found out it was just soot. Yeah,
we still had the counter.
I mean,
still a legend, though.
Who still got a mural uptown. if you go far enough uptown, he does still have a mural.
148th Street.
Who among us wasn't sooty in the 40s? We were all sooty.
We all covered in soot, bro.
Okay.
It's still a legend. Still gets invited to the cookout.
Enter Miami. We know Lionel Messi is coming soon, but they did sign a new player.
What is the shade of his left arm? Why is it like that?
We're looking at
it's fully pink.
Yeah, he's pinker nice than the kid.
Photoshop of Leo Messi alongside his homie Sergio Busquets, Barcelona midfielder, legend. But you know, it's been how long has he been at Barcelona already? It's been like 15 years.
He was there for a long, long time.
Okay. Retirement league, bro. Yeah. What is this? Why are we bringing these old men here? This is exciting. I'm obviously a huge name.
Is this exciting? They're the worst team in the league.
It's Miami. This is exciting. The team is not.
They're
exciting.
About to go play for the worst team in the league. They're not going to help.
No, okay. So that's kind of what I want to talk about. Like, will Inter Miami make the playoffs with these two signings? They obviously have way more work to do, but. Busquets, and we can just talk about the type of players that they are. Obviously, Lionel Messi, we know, greatest of all time. Right. He's going to make a difference.
Is he? But he won't track back.
He's that huge. Oh, no, my God. No, my man won't. He won't even track forward.
He'd be hitting you with one of these joints. Yeah. Hand over your eyebrows. Like, what y'all doing back there? Defending?
Tracking?
Let me know when you need me, bro.
Call me. He's got a burner phone. Text me if you need me.
You got the two-way pager flipped up.
So we know the type of player Messi is, and we know the type of player Busquets is, but Busquets is not anymore. He's not really a box to box kind of guy. He is maintain possession. He's not losing the ball. No. Will always make the right pass. But the people who he's going to be making passes to may not be making the right passes after that.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's like, gonna have to be Busquets to Messi.
It's gonna be a lot of long balls. Yeah. So that's my main concern. Even if they just added these two guys, can they even make the playoffs? It's not impossible.
It's not enough.
How many points back are they right now?
Like, that's
48.
Let's take
a lot.
It ain't great. Let's take a quick look.
Out of the playoffs, they're 11 right now. They out of first place there.
They're
28.
1 million.
So they're 11 points back from.
They're technically not in last place. Colorado and LA Galaxy are.
Right. But just in the Eastern Conference, right? They're 15 points, eighth place or whatever, ninth place, whatever. I don't know how many playoff spots they are now. But they, ninth place, DC United with 26 points. It feels almost impossible for Miami to make a playoff spot. I don't know if that is, obviously that is the goal, but is it insurmountable with the players that they have? I mean, we saw them just lose 4-1 to Philadelphia Union, and it's my concern isn't they're not scoring too many goals, but they just have some of the worst defenders I've ever really seen.
And you just mentioned two slightly over the hill. Can we say that? Slightly, very slightly.
Okay.
Old enough where they don't want to track back. Messi's not going to go back and defend.
No,
Messi's not throwing himself into a tackle. That's not what he's here for.
Especially not this year. Like,
no.
Is the plan for them more to like build a roster that looks like something they want next season? Is that what they're working on?
The plan right now is to sell a gang of tickets, make money, move merch, and
next year it's going to be Boca Juniors 3. They're going to get all the young dudes.
Yeah. Who's going to not want to play with Messi?
Yeah.
Well, this is my hope, is that Inter Miami has a bad season, that they missed the playoffs, and sorry to Inter Miami fans, that they missed the playoffs, that Messi is going to have so much influence that Don Garber is going to be like, you know, all right, Messi, man. Like,
what you need?
What you need?
You know who else might be like that? Apple. You want Apple. Messi in the playoffs.
Yeah, without a doubt. So they're going to, I would not be surprised if they add another designated player for the rules so that every team can add, another big name.
I think Jamel just said something that I hadn't really thought of, which is up until now, Messi's played at two places, right? Barcelona and PSG. There is a gang of players in Argentina right now that are good enough, maybe even a level above MLS, but not good enough to get to Barca and PSG. And Messi's just turned 36. So this could be their last opportunity to play with Messi.
That's what I'm
so
saying.
You don't take a two-year discount knowing you're probably never going to get to Europe. You don't take a two-year discount to come in and play for Messi. They could literally have a bunch of guys with Italian last names getting paid $75,000 a year.
Come on, man. They're going to get Michael Bradley to come for free. He ain't getting paid in Toronto right now. Get him. They're going to send a Apple TV with some propellers on it.
Yeah.
Whoever.
A little drone. A little Apple TV drone. This could be... like half of River Plate, half of Boca Juniors could be coming here next year. I never thought of that.
That's how I see it. It's like, obviously, you get some young dudes who is hungry and want to be around you. I'm still not defending.
Right, yeah, they'll do the work.
Yeah.
Well, you bring the intern to get your coffee. You don't get the seasoned vet to do that. That's
hey,
crazy.
Rook, carry the bags.
Well, yeah. I think too, it doesn't even have to be Argentinian players. Anyone's like, oh, I will get so many more eyes on me if I'm playing with Lionel Messi versus you know,
remember when we saw that short? Oh, it wasn't even a short film. It was a film, the Messi and Me.
Yeah.
So this was at the Kicking and Screening Film Festival. I think it's on Apple TV. Messi and Me, and it's about this guy that played in a charity game. He played
the coach of the charity game, like coached these guys in high school or
college, maybe college, and so college guys that never made it pro. And this guy,
they just needed people to stand there while Messi did cool shit. Honestly, it's really
we need warm bodies to be humiliated in front of this legend.
Dead ass.
and then this guy. He's playing in this game, and some ball bounces up in the air. Bicycle kick in the game, scores, and it's number one in SportsCenter, and it changes the trajectory of his life. He gets
a pro contract. It's in Iceland, but he gets a pro contract.
Bro, I didn't even know they got ESPN out in Iceland, but they do.
Bro, he had to give his 2 weeks' notice at the firm to go play in Iceland.
But that could be the approach of a lot of these younger players. They can just get to the point where they can say, like, yo, if Inter Miami approaches me with any offer whatsoever,
right,
take it, and maybe I'll shine, and maybe I'll get another opportunity. So that isn't that far-fetched and crazy. But you know that Messi, especially if they don't make the playoffs, is going to be like LeBron when they miss the playoffs, when Lakers miss the playoffs. It's like, Jordan Clarkson, you're done. I don't even know if he played on the team. He's like, get your stuff out of the locker. I'm the GM. And Messi, I think, will eventually do the exact same thing.
Wow. I think this is going to be huge for the league if he gets there. I don't think they get to the playoffs, but I think the league will find any way to get them in the playoffs.
And they better.
Yeah, dude. Make it the top 19 teams get in the playoffs. Who cares?
They should just make Cincinnati move to Miami.
Switch cities. Y'all got swapped.
Like the Expos. Yeah. When they got moved.
Get them out. Yo, Brendan Vasquez, you're on Miami now. Jose Martinez, go get chili with pasta underneath it.
So I'm excited, man. It's going to be great. Before we get into... anything with Europe.
Messi's first game is going to be in what competition?
That's right. It's going to be in the League's Cup.
And that is huge. That's going to be huge for League's Cup. Something that you and I are very excited about because one of our best friends in this whole world is going to be a part of League's Cup. And that's Coors Light.
Coors Light?
Yeah. I know them too.
Yeah.
That's my man. We used to
Obviously, every time I see Coors Light, dap them up at all times.
Bro, it makes me relax when I see Coors Light.
It is exciting because Coors Light is the official beer of the League's Cup in 2023.
That's what I was trying to say.
Bro, all right. So obviously, it's going to be 47 teams from three countries, 77 games, and two major soccer leagues going for glory. Coors Light gives passion. Fans, the refreshment they need when the intensity goes up. I'm excited about League's Cup, especially because you mentioned Cruz Azul against Inter Miami will be Messi's first match for Inter Miami.
It's going to be huge for League's Cup, but it's also going to be huge for us. Maybe we'll have a couple friends over here. Jamel flies in, first class once again. And you know what we do? As soon as we hear the first whistle, you're also going to hear, because we're going to pop a bunch of nice cold Coors Light. And you know how we know they're cold? It's a little mountain on the can.
They turn blue.
Turns blue. Tells you it's cold.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right? And so that's the move. It's incredibly helpful. I mean, it's how much more direction do you need? I mean, it is really we Coors Light couldn't make it any simpler for you.
Unless the can literally fed you the beer. That's the only thing.
You know what? They're working on that technology.
Where are the Coors Light scientists? Where are the advancements we're making here?
Okay. I just know we're a part of these discussions. Sometimes people think
pitching ideas.
They think we're just podcasters, kind of just doing an ad read.
No, baby, we in the Coors Light office is ideating.
Okay. But we wear lab coats.
They specifically asked us to take them off. But we refused.
We said, we bought these and made them ourselves.
Okay. This is the custom.
Yeah. It's embroidered, okay? So how much I paid for this?
This summer, stay passionate and stay refreshed with an ice cold Coors Light, the official beer of Leagues Cup 2023. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/Cooligan.
That's CoorsLight.com/Cooligan. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado!
I'm going there right now.
Bruh. So, do we talk about Tom Holland?
Yes, he's in the mud, dude.
He's my man. I think we got leaked footage of him talking to his therapist because this is one of the saddest pieces of content I think I've seen on the internet in a long time. Tom Holland.
I just want to say to him, it doesn't have to be this way.
Tom Holland is a Tottenham supporter, and you're Arsenal, right?
Yeah, okay, we got. You know I'm down. Hold on,
come on. My man is showing
some big thighs.
Yeah. He got the. thighs.
I'm getting the real peak right here.
My man's saying gum, bro.
So Tom Holland, we had tweeted this video out, and it did numbers because. Tom, I don't know why I keep zooming in.
Why are you zooming in on my man like that?
So hurt, man.
But I want to play this video, and it's 40 seconds, but let's just get through it so that we can just honestly react to it. But I want everybody to hear. This is Tom Holland, I guess, doing some piece of content to promote his new show called The Crowded Room.
Being a Tottenham fan is somewhat like being in the crowded room. It has taught me resilience. You know, Tottenham have never won anything and supporting them is incredibly difficult. And, you know, it's no secret that my show has been so horribly reviewed, but I'm here today to promote the show and I'm still here. So I'm very resilient.
Resiliency.
It's a good quality in a new employee.
If you could send a memo to Harry Kane right now, what would it say?
I'd say go to Madrid. Go and be the best football player in the world that you deserve to be.
Who's your favorite player?
Son.
There it is, yeah.
And I'd say go with him. Go together. Go and win the Champions League together, please. Being a Tottenham.
Okay.
He really did the it's not you, it's me. But like meant it. Harry, son, it ain't you, it's us.
So
go be happy with another man.
I'm not good enough for you. You deserve to be happy.
I'm dimming your light. You need to shine.
So this is a thing where look, we retweeted this and the comments have been pretty hilarious. Even some people were like either laughing along with it. Some Tottenham fans were like, Tom, I'm glad you figured it out, okay? I'm glad you got it before it was too late, right?
I did hear one or two people being like, the Cooligan's always talking about Tottenham.
This is, that's the one I was going to mention. Somebody was like, y'all obsessed.
It's funny.
Yeah. Also,
because it's mad funny.
Did you not hear what one of your most famous fans just said? Why are you worried about what we say, bro?
Why are you mad for us reporting on it?
Yo.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
We cover funny news. This is funny.
Right. It's like if we were like, yo, did you hear your mother's in public telling everyone you suck? You're like, yo, look at you always talking out the side of your mouth. You ain't worried about what your mom is saying right now?
It's your mom slandering you.
Damn.
So this is, there were a couple things that were obviously his Tottenham support is already like dire and kind of a bummer. Stop bumming me out, Tom.
Eric Dyer. Oh, it's a good bit.
Oh boy.
Oh, wow, there it is.
Wow.
No, I don't know why.
But the clip about the so he says about that Tottenham are resilient And what it's taught him is that his show is getting...
No, it's taught him resiliency. Not that Tottenham is resilient.
Well, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
Being a Tottenham fan has made him resilient.
Correct.
No, he understands what it's like to play for Tottenham. His ass shook.
Yeah. Which that's also, the only people that are thinking about football fan, the producer of the show are like, wait, what?
I was gonna say the same thing, bro. You can tell he really wanted to get that off his chest because he just offered that without.
Because you're not. I mean, I understand.
He buried a lot of shade to his employer by talking about Harry Kane and his son.
I get the. This is like a press junket type thing. Do you need to bring up that your show is being poorly reviewed? It doesn't seem like the best move.
No one asked, right?
And then also to also incorporate the sadness and stink of Tottenham when you're doing this press junket. It's also like, bro, I could imagine the marketing team is like, yo, can you just stop bringing up Tottenham when you're talking about...
I don't want to be associated with this no trophy having club.
Also, I mean, I think being Spider-Man, that's a Champions League title.
Yeah.
Mm. He's got a chip.
Right.
As an actor.
Sure. Unless you lose in the movie somehow.
Spider-Man didn't die. He came back.
What is it? Dr. Octopus? What's the other one?
Dr. Octopus.
Real quick.
Holding the trophy.
All eight of them.
Real quick. Let's see how many villains Alexis can name from the Spider-Man universe. You got Dr. Octopus, Doc Ock. Who else?
The Venom.
We like it.
Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to count that.
Ooh.
Hold on.
Three?
Spider-Man?
Boy.
It was him versus him, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Spider-Man's another one?
No.
Yeah, that's not the meme, bro. They're pointing at each other.
Wait, remember the NYPD truck in the background? No one points out? I don't know, the tram, because doesn't he live on Roosevelt Island?
Bro,
count that one, bro.
He's the like, tram stinks, bro.
The MTA is the villain.
It's everybody's villain, bro.
I heard that's the next Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, it's him at a board meeting in Albany just hanging from the drop ceiling.
fighting the 7 train. Damn, bro. So, look, I don't know. This is truly funny. It's sad.
Wait, are there other?
There's plenty.
Like who?
Sandman.
Oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't.
Green Goblin.
Silver Surfer.
Green Goblin. Silver Surfer's a hero. I didn't play. That wasn't a villain.
Oh, who's the rhinoceros fool? What was his name?
The Rhino, I think.
The Rhino?
Well, yeah. Some of these simple-ass names, bro.
I mean, you know, they got a little lazy at the end.
Yeah.
Let's just put a Rhino in.
I only knew Hobgoblin because we used to use it as a nickname for people's girls if we thought they were. To say, like, we were all getting, you know.
Okay. From there.
It was a way to diss.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, look, it was a different time.
Yeah. I didn't know your mom was in a comic book. Yeah, she'd a knob goblin.
Okay.
Yo, Newark is a rough place to grow up. You can't even walk down the street.
Yeah, you can't even have a family. Bro.
No. If you got a family, people know you got a family. It's over, bro. It's over. You can't be happy in a photo. Nothing.
Get him, bro.
We don't got families. Let's bully this kid.
We got nothing but time and no home to go to. Let's beat this kid up.
Okay.
It's very true.
All right, Gold Cup. A bunch of matches the U.S. played against Jamaica. And our homie that we interviewed, Damari Gray, made the switch.
Yes.
An Everton player.
Said Wagwan.
Yeah, you know, a lot of, you know. he made the switch, just like Mikel Antonio, a couple other guys. I mean, so it's obviously a common thing. But Damari Gray.
You know who didn't make a switch? Leon Bailey's right foot, bro.
He
ain't even... That foot don't even try, dog.
Was it a bad penalty or a good stop from Matt Turner?
Both.
All right.
No, it was a worse rebound shot. Oh, my God.
The rebound was nuts.
Yo, the goal was practically open. He was like, what if I go even? Why?
I thought it felt like one of those opportunities for Matt Turner. He looked locked in before the shot was going to be taken.
Yeah, Matt Turner looks like a player, like a goalkeeper who starts every match.
Yes, and there was another... Matt Turner didn't stop the penalty, but the against Qatar, the last Gold Cup, mm-hmm. when the guy missed it or whatever.
Yeah. What's going on with Qatar at every Gold Cup? They just going to be here now?
You know, they get wild the invites.
It's feeling a little
they got,
bit.
They got liquid petroleum. Yeah.
It's just like,
you
yo,
get a lot of invites.
It's like, my cousin got a lot of petrol. I gotta bring him with me. I don't know.
I told him to buy NFTs, bro. I got to invite him, bro. He down
it's
bad
starting,
right now.
It's starting to, the first time that they were at because I was at Gold Cup, it made sense because the World Cup was coming up, so you sure. invite the team. Give then this up. Time, it's just like, all right, what? We owe them something? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. But regardless, they lost against Haiti, and that was also a very good game. And shout out to Fafa Pico in
and
that game.
Derrick Etienne Jr.
Derrick Etienne Jr. We got the Haitian homies out there.
Passe.
But the U.S. Jamaica, Damari Gray gets an assist.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Curling cross.
Yeah.
Here's the takeaway that I have from it. What would you say this was, the USA B or C team?
A little BC team.
Yeah, yeah,
a
yeah. Little on a scale of, if 0 is B and 100 is C, where would you say this is? I could have done 0 to 10 and made it easier for you.
What happened? You remember the negative 3 to 3?
That is still better. Negative 3 to 3 is better than 0 to 10.
So you got your number one keeper.
Yeah, yeah.
So
this is their A team for Jamaica. But we've got the number one keeper, and then that's it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Maybe Yedlin and Zendejas maybe could be considered starters, but probably
no,
not.
No, there's no way.
They're your B team, really.
Yeah.
This is a C team.
Yeah, when you Aiden Morris, with all due respect, that's a C for me.
That's a C.
Aaron Long.
Sonora, shouts to Jersey, shouts to Sonora.
Feels a little C-ish. Jordan Morris, I would say B.
Even Jesus Ferreira right now. Pepe is your B.
Okay,
this is a C
that's
team.
It's a fair.
This
assessment.
Is a C team.
Yeah, yeah.
Our C team drew to Jamaica's best ever team.
Yeah, yeah. But this is always the problem that a lot of the Jamaican teams, the last few Gold Cups, have that where it's just like the talent is there, but then in a game that you know Leon Bailey finishes that penalty. You know, that's it. They pretty much have this win.
By the way, I tweeted out when Matt Turner saved the penalty. I tweeted out Matt Turner rhythm, and not a lot of people got it. Thank you.
That went over the heads.
Yeah, a lot. I just don't know enough Jamaican people, bro.
If you know who Matt Turner is, you don't know no rhythm.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta, but
it's one of the
ever,
other.
Have you ever seen Leon Bailey doing like rapping?
I
like,
know.
Dance hall? Pull up Leon Bailey rhythm. RIDDIM.
All right.
This is
gonna be exciting.
He kills it. But you can see, like, you know those dudes who, like, got in the league just to shine in front of their friends? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Just to ball out. This felt like that.
Is this first one up here?
No, it's him in, like, at a DJ booth.
Does this make sense? This one, yeah.
Yeah, let's try.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
He got everybody's attention
to swear. But he's apparently really good. So this became like everyone was talking about Leon Bailey Ashata, Bailey this, Leon Bailey that. He ain't no shooter.
I'll tell you that. He was thinking about his name. He got a show with Wayne Wonder coming up.
He's more Vibes Cartel.
he had a bunch of great goals for Aston Villa this year. He did look pretty good.
He's like 32 though.
And he's also I had seen a video, a clip of him talking about he got a lot of his like training tips to so that he could get faster. From Usain Bolt.
He's 25.
Yeah, he's really young. I was going to say.
So, 32 is Mikel Antonio. Oh, never mind.
Okay. He's one of the fastest dudes probably in the Premier League. And he gets his like training advice from Usain Bolt. So
yeah, the best advice is be Jamaican. Yeah. It ain't really nothing bad, just be Jamaican. And be fast.
Usain Bolt reminded him he was Jamaican.
You're Jamaican, right?
Yeah. Oh, you made it in England too long, bro.
I didn't know
you're Jamaican.
I
Wow.
Oh, man, Uze unlocked my power by reminding me.
I didn't know I had a fifth and sixth gear.
It's the only appropriate racism. He's assuming every Jamaican is fast.
Everybody's like, I'll allow it. Yeah. All good. But no, my
there's a bunch of runners listening going, nah, I heard that.
No, a lot of the Jamaica teams kind of have this problem where the talent is there, but then it seems like maybe it's the coaches that they have, maybe it's the resources that they have. They just like can't close out games where
they depend too much on Andre Blake.
Yeah, and
he's absolutely incredible.
In the second half, it really like it just a tale of two halves or whatever. Yeah. And the U.S. just looked so much better, and they were attacking so much more. And Jamaica just couldn't maintain possession. They couldn't really defend as much. And look at the goal that Brandon Vasquez scores was just like I'm exhausted from defending all this entire half. The ball bounces, right in front of him and absolutely bangs it in from like 6-7 yards out.
Also, I don't think enough people are talking about this. I can't think of many things funnier than an Icelandic dude being the manager of the Jamaica.
Right, yeah. I mean, it happens from time to time
drew two polar opposites, this is what you would say.
The Caribbean teams tend to have like the whitest white guys. And it's just, look, aesthetically, it looks a little, you're not used to it.
This dude must be sweating his ass off.
It's the reverse Cool Runnings, right?
Yes.
Instead of going over there, they brought this guy over.
But no, I still think you have to favor these two teams to get out of the group, unless
I don't know. Mexico got 4 goal differential now, positive 4. That means that they're out of the group, 100%.
Yeah.
So, I thought you meant as like tournament favorites.
Yeah, I think the U.S. and Jamaica should get out of this group, even though
they will get out of the group. Trinidad and Tobago, thanks for coming.
I don't know, bro. We know what happened in 2017.
Michael Bradley ain't on this team. Right now. Stop it.
So I don't know. And they had and the guy who scored the goal that knocked the U.S. out in 2017, Alvin Jones, I believe.
Omar Gonzalez.
No, that was the first one. The one that scored the banger, he scored again. For Trinidad in the game against St. Kitts and Nevis,
Nevis, St. Kitts and Nevis.
I don't know.
Nevis.
Look, I still think that you got to favor the U.S. and Jamaica because Jamaica did look very, very good, and we'll see who Jamaica plays. I don't know who they play next. And
let me look it up real quick.
Yeah,
they play Trinidad next.
Okay,
so, and I will say this again.
This is gonna be a big game.
I will say this again, and I apologize if I offend anyone, but why don't all these smaller island nations join together for this competition or for any international competition and just have a Caribbean Islands national team? I know you're not a nation.
Okay.
But in the Olympics.
They got these dope flags. We got to run our flags out.
Shove them all into one.
That's what Blangola is. I don't know if you know about the history of Blangola.
The flag on the door.
On the door. That is a nation
that Christian started. President's Day, I said, if you could be president of any country, where would it be? He said, Angola. And I said, well, I will take over it if you become president, and I'll rename it Blangola. And here we are.
And now we have a flag, and that is a combination of, like, the Cuban flag, Dominican flag, the English flag.
There's also 10,000 lions, because I was on cough medicine once. And I brought up 10 billion lines.
Do I need to take my hat off?
You got to join our cabinet. Everyone who comes on the show becomes part of the cabinet.
I'll turn my joint around.
Yeah. Have some respect, bro.
As far as it being like a, I don't know, the C team, this is, I don't know what the expectation is specifically against the what I think is, an equal team in the group. Jamaica's a really good team. This is the toughest game that the U.S. is going to have in this group. And I would have liked to see more, especially in that first half, a little bit more, confidence, sort of cohesion. I saw.
It looked horrible. All these one touch. It looked like a bunch of Giroud training videos out there. Just all these one touch back. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, I don't know if you saw your co-worker and homie Jimmy Conrad in Soccer We Trust. He was talking about Aaron Long, and it's all, I always find this, especially when former players and former center backs even. He was like, "Yo, I don't need to see Aaron Long anymore in the national team. Like, he's done what he's done. I don't need to see him anymore."
I don't disagree. He's in his 30s now. Like, all right, you had your run.
Aaron Long?
Yeah, Aaron Long might be 30.
He is 30. Yeah. In his so he is in his 30s.
He is in his 30s. I mean,
30 in a day is like for like that. You're in your 30s.
Yo, retirement, bro.
Until you like 38.
Yeah.
That's when you're in your 30s.
Yo, My guy is at the age now where, you know, there was a chance he was going to make that move to Europe. Not that this anything is predicated on that. Mm-hmm. If you're a good player, you're good. Walker Zimmerman is a good example. But it didn't exactly happen. I feel like we saw what his ceiling was.
Yeah.
And now he's in his final contract, you know, his last big contract. I don't know why he's still getting these opportunities with the national team. I think he's still a very good player. I don't mind him being a backup if we were, let's say, the World Cup was starting tomorrow. But I think as far as being a starter for the Gold Cup, I would much rather see an Austin Trusty in that spot.
Yeah, I mean, I would even say that at this point where we are with the national team as far as the center backs, he is not even backup. There are way better backups.
Yeah. We've moved on.
I think
Mark McKenzie would have been a great addition.
Yeah. And look, not to say, you know, Mark McKenzie hasn't had a ton of opportunities as well to really kind of display himself. But his club season has been spectacular, better than Aaron Long's. It's still, I'm not going to say it's a shock that Aaron Long is playing. All due respect to LAFC, homie. Yeah. I mean, he's doing what he can. But as far as when it comes to the level needed on the national team, it sort of leads me to my next question is, like, is the Gold Cup even important anymore? This because we have Nations League like 2 weeks before, now Gold Cup is like, all right, what are we doing? Is this?
I feel like if we didn't win Nations League, we'd be like, come on, Gold Cup.
Yeah, for sure. When I seen we won that, and then I saw that we brought the B-minus team or whatever y'all gave, I wasn't really, because I remember like two Gold Cups ago, it was a big deal. Like, the A team was there.
Also, and we've had this conversation a bunch too. The Gold Cup is every 2 years. And this is where...
This is our Euros.
It is our Euros.
But it don't really feel that
it
way.
It should be every 4 years. And I this feels like one of those tournaments where now we're saturating the market with too much of the tournaments and they lose their value. The Euros are every 4 years. The Gold Cup every 2 years. It just... You win it and every... You know, Mexico and the U.S. are trading it back and forth every 2 years. I don't know. I think... The reason to have it every 2 years is because you're helping out the smaller nations in CONCACAF to like develop and have a chance to win money and try to get further in the tournament and just grow the game. But then to me that's what Nations League should be for. And let's get sort of let's do this every 4 years and raise its importance.
The dudes at St. Kitts is like, what are you talking about? This thing needs to be every month.
Yeah,
you can't even say the name of our country properly. We need to be here every day.
Yeah. I kind of agree with what you're saying. I mean, I get it. But at the same time, I think for competitions like this is why I want the World Cup every 2 years.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, because then you would have one other competition that other year, whether it be Euros or Gold Cup. You have the World Cup every 2 years. You get to see players like Messi playing double the amount of World Cups, which is only good. Other nations get to host it. It's not this thing where like you have to bribe everybody to get it. Eventually, like, bro, it's every 2 years. You'll get it.
Relax, bro. It's just less tax.
Yeah. Yeah, relax.
Y'all want us to murder a bunch of migrants?
You sure? No, you got time, Bob.
You sure? Because we got. Yeah. If you want us to.
I appreciate the effort. But no, we good.
Do me a favor. Give them back their passports, bro.
All right, okay.
Yeah. What I'm saying is if we add it every 2 years, then the next thing would probably just be Nations League. There would be no need for Euros. There would be no need for Gold Cup. There would be no need for any of these secondary competitions. You would have Nations League that would help you qualify for the World Cup in some way, shape, or form, and then World Cup the next year.
All right. Well, look, you're going to start protests and riots.
All
with people.
I'm saying is Gianni Infantino. Call me, bro.
My man is in the pocket of Gianni.
Man, bro. I got a platform now. I can get this thing pushed through.
That's what Gianni was missing, a platform.
Yeah, that's what he's missing, bro.
Okay.
What you know about early morning TV in America?
You talking to an influencer, yeah, dog?
Dog? What I say happens. It should be the other way around.
Okay. The other, so just a couple things from this game. The players that also played that were subbed off. Jalen Neal came in the game. That were subbed on. Jalen Neal, Cade Cowell, Christian Roldan, Georgia Mihailovic, and obviously Brandon Vasquez, the goal scorer. Georgia Mihailovic looked great. Big difference.
Huge. Well, the one thing this team was missing was an attacking midfielder, a creative attacking midfielder.
Yeah.
And Georgia Mihailovic is just standing in the bench like, I'm right here, bro. Come on, BJ.
I thought Christian Roldan also had a good game, but he missed really, really great chances. I don't know. Where
he
did
just doesn't have that killer instinct.
He played as like also, a midfielder.
But the shot came off of his
head. Yeah.
Yeah, and he had just gotten out of concussion protocol.
Yeah,
so
I did see that.
I hope he's all right.
I think it was Jordan Morris who took the shot that hit off his homie's face. which you hate to see, but glad he was all right. But this is... So overall, especially in the first half, the team just felt like a team that hadn't really trained together, didn't really know each other, they didn't know where each was kind of going to be, and it just looked, stale, slow in that first half. In that second half, that you saw a lot more confidence. And I think
I also think give some credit to Jamaica's defending, because clearly you're going to bring in an Icelandic coach, you're going to defend.
Okay.
And they were very compact. They were disciplined for most of the game.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't until you shook it up a little bit with more attacking midfielders that you saw that U.S. started to build any momentum whatsoever.
Yeah.
But I feel bad for Jesus Ferreira, man. The guy is obviously very talented, but he looked like he was out there on an island.
Yeah.
He was like, bro, are y'all even trying to get it to me?
Well, the defenders for Jamaica, was it Damian Lowe?
Who should have gotten a red card, yeah, maybe a second yellow five, six times.
Sure. Adrian Mariapa.
Yeah. Who plays for...
Is that Salford City?
What's that? Neville's team. That's the team like all the 92 guys on.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Yeah. But they
Phil Neville. What's Gary Neville?
Gary Neville. David Beckham. It's all those guys.
Yeah. Hello, Gary Neville.
Still one of my favorite Bobby. Horatio Sanz, the SNL character.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Isn't he canceled? I probably shouldn't bring his name up.
Yeah, Horatio did some stuff. I mean,
got sent off.
Yeah. All the ball. Somehow Jimmy Fallon just skated through. Weird.
Hey.
I don't know.
Hey, he's not on CBS. I don't care. Say what you want. Yo, shouts to my homie James Corden.
I love Carpool Karaoke, to be honest.
One of the greatest segments of all time, bro. What you talking about?
Anyway, obviously a bunch more matches in Gold Cup coming soon this week. And also, Leagues Cup, Women's World Cup, a lot to look forward to. Jamel, we got to show you some love. Thank you so much.
Where can people find you? Yeah.
Well, you can find me all over. You can listen to one of my 28 podcasts, Airbuds. It's at Airbuds Pod for basketball things.
Mm-hmm.
Go Mystics. Sorry We Love Football for American football things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You dig? The Brandon Jamel Show. Me and my man Brandon Wardell. We talk non-sport topics.
Mm.
Me and Rob Hayes, we got a little thing called Through the Through Podcast. Watch Sneak This on YouTube. Tell Bleach Report, bring us back, please. And the Jugcast with Fleetwood DeVille. And then I'm on Instagram. It's at Broccoli House. Jamel Johnson Comedy on TikTok and all of that there. And shout out to my guy Donnie Sangstack.
Yeah, Donnie.
Donnie, me and Donnie ran a thing. Hit me up if you want to know the name.
Yeah. It's a
thing.
It's a thing where his co-host could not say the name of the project that they're working on.
It's amazing. He's like, oh, what are you doing, Donnie? Oh, I'm working on this soccer thing.
Yeah.
What's
I can't
it called?
Really tell you.
I'll tell Jamel to send it.
He introduced himself once. He's like, I help Jamel with the thing
in his, that we did.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, his thing. And I go, the soccer thing? He's like, yeah. And we're like,
Uh-huh. It was really, really funny. And that's how I got introduced to Jamel. He's a hilarious comic. And I also played soccer. Donnie played on Cooligans FC.
Come on.
Donnie Cabal.
That's my son.
Okay.
Yeah. That's my son.
Donnie's also a great comic as well. And basically, we're being vague. The title includes a word that people tend to get mad at if white people say this word.
Yes. That's what we'll put it there. And it's not rhythm.
No, it's not rhythm.
It's not rhythm. But you see where we're headed.
Exactly. Yeah, but it was...
We're heading in that direction.
It was very hilarious, all the stuff that they did. All right. To wrap up, we're good on time, you're right. A reminder, make sure you hit the subscribe button here on YouTube. Subscribe to the podcast. Tell your friends. If you're listening to Jamel for the first time and you enjoy this and you laughed a whole bunch, go follow him. And then if you're one of Jamel's friends, hit subscribe to the Cooligans podcast. What are you doing?
These are the guys. This is where I'm getting all of my North American soccer information.
Thank you, bro. That's what we're here for, dog.
Come on.
Yeah, in fact, if you're still listening, little tidbit. I thought of Cooligans before I got a chance to tell Christian, and then Christian obviously was like, yes, let's do it. But there was a period of time where Jamel was thinking of moving to New York.
I got brought in.
And
I
was like,
brought
yo.
In for a couple workouts.
And I was like, yo. I gave him a 10-day contract.
I kept leaving to get chicken cutlets.
And I was like, this guy's hired. He just keeps going. With just so many chicken cutlets everywhere. How can we not do this? But there was a chance before. I had a moment to talk to Christian before NYCFC started, where I was thinking of doing a soccer podcast, and had Jamel, when he was moving out of D.C., chose New York instead of L.A. You were deciding. It would have been. It could have been totally different,
things
bro. This
went
been,
as they should.
It absolutely should have. Because I think you've got a sense of why nothing would have happened.
Christian would have been involved. Cooligans would have been. They would have had these lights in the back.
We'd be getting kicked out of whoever's place this is right now.
Yeah, it would definitely have been a house.
But the dynamic, when it comes to comedy dynamics, big dude, skinny dude is like.
Classic.
Tried and true.
Two big dudes. That's aggressive for me.
Never been done before.
No. Right. Or, as we call, the front seat of a pickup in Idaho.
It ain't quite right. One last thing. Arsenal, stop sending me Declan Rice updates. Stop it.
Yeah.
I don't care no more.
We need the final update. We need the final update.
Whatever y'all gonna do, just tell me when it happened. I do not need to see no more pictures, no more Photoshops of this man.
Yes.
Okay, hopefully that's sorted out soon. Yeah. All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Make sure you follow us at Soccer Cooligans. Go follow Jamel at Broccoli
Super
House.
Funny.
Hilarious comic, like we said before. And catch him doing shows in LA, right?
I'm out there every first Wednesday.
Okay.
Mixtape, me and Garrick Bernard. It's free. We got beers.
All right.
Let's go.
Hopefully it's Coors Light.
It is Coors Light.
Let's go. Only one allowed.
All right. We'll be back on Thursday with another hot show.
Great interview.
Yes. Franklin Leonard. You know Leonard from Blacklist? Yeah. He's going to be on the show on Thursday. So a lot to look forward to.
That's going to be dope.
All right, everybody. We will see you in a few days. Peace.
It's the Cooligans, buddy.
Now's the time to start your next adventure behind the wheel of an exciting new Toyota hybrid. With the largest lineup of hybrid, plug-in hybrid, and electrified vehicles to choose from, Toyota has the one for you. Every new Toyota hybrid comes with Toyota Care 2-year complimentary scheduled maintenance, an exclusive hybrid battery warranty, and Toyota's legendary quality and reliability. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. See your local Toyota dealer for hybrid battery warranty details.